Welcome back to the Vocalist Podcast. I'm Duke Dance with Mr. David Kazare and organizers of this crazy vocalist singing competition. You know, one of these days, Dave, I'm going to sound like a normal human being again. Like the last three or four podcasts got like the Darth Vader mask on.
You're getting
closer. Sounds like. I'm getting better.
Yeah, you still smell or smell. There's that too.
Oh, thank you.
You still sound like a dang smoker. You kind of smell like one too.
I was just talking about my voice, and then you've got to throw that at me.
Well, honesty is the best policy
around here.
But no, I'm glad that you're feeling a little better, because you got to be 100% ready to go here in a couple of months, because it's the big show, The Vocalist 2022, presented by Rocky Mountain Yeti. And, Duke, this is going to be the biggest show yet, because, I mean, we've been talking about it, of course, but, I mean, for land's sake, Darcy Lynn is coming. We've got these amazing contestants that I've been able to get to know a little bit better in the last couple of weeks. And beyond their voice, Duke, these are some really cool individuals. So this show is going to be top-notch.
It really, really is. Tickets are already selling, by the way. So if you want to get those up close to the stage seats or even the kind of the premium grandstand seating, I would start getting those, would be my recommendation, because they're already starting to sell. In fact, we were just checking the map, and some of those sections up front are kind of getting close to not being available much longer.
Yeah, so if you want a nice seat, don't want to sit on the benches or out, you know, the bloody noses, you better go ahead and hop on to thevocalistusa.com and click on buy tickets now.
That's right, thevocalistusa.com. You can meet all the contestants there as well. We had a chance to kind of go through the list last week, see all the contestants. Today, we're going to focus on our three wild card contestants, because before we even get to August 8th, we've got July 2nd and the Vocalist Music Festival and our wild card competition. This is going to be a huge day. I'm kind of excited.
It is going to be huge. And what I love about this, you know, this kind of came about a few years ago. What we wanted to do, the idea behind this whole perspective, is that we tried to keep local folks in the Star Valley, you know, Wyoming, Lincoln County, Wyoming area, make sure they have a seat in the competition. And so to do that, we started this little thing, and we've named it the Wild Card Competition, which is kind of fun. It kind of sounds like the NFL playoffs or something.
Yeah, a little bit.
So it's a little bit of that, but essentially we've got three invitations that we've offered out to former contestants and or former auditionees. Auditioners. I still don't know what that
is. Auditionists?
Auditionists, yeah. Anyway, we invited them to come on, and these guys also just have such a great voice. They usually were very close to getting in if they didn't already. And so we invite them to come back and a chance for one of them to get that last eighth seat into the competition.
Absolutely. So we're going to be speaking with both, actually all three of them today, Kai Simpkins, Britton Hunting, and Lindsay O'Brien. Those are the three wild card contestants, all from within the Star Valley area. So it's going to be a great show. We've had a chance to listen to them sing some, and I have no idea who's going to win this thing. So I'm just excited for the show. But more than just that, Dave, we also have kind of a music festival going on all through the day. And a huge shout out, by the way, to the town of Thane.
Yes.
That's where this is going to be held, in the scenic Thane, Wyoming. And in the community center, it's an outdoor music festival, free to attend. And we actually have live music on stage throughout the day for this thing.
Yeah, oh, it's a great place to be, because you mentioned Thane, right? It's a beautiful place anyway. But for the 4th of July, they know how to put on a dang good 4th of July weekend. And so beyond even our show that we're going to be doing that festival, they've got some great activities happening as well, as far as, you know, parades and activities there. So just a great place to be. So, you know, if you're going to be around, I suggest swinging by that weekend of the 4th of July, right before then. The 2nd and 3rd is the weekend before, right?
So Saturday the 2nd is our big show. And by the way, cornhole.
Yeah.
Do you play cornhole, Dave? Have you ever played cornhole?
I like me some cornhole.
Do you really?
I do. I'm not very good at it, but I like it.
I need to watch your form, because it's all in like the hip. When you toss it, you know what I mean.
When
the beanbag leaves your hand, you gotta get that little hip kick.
Yep. You got a little confidence in the old swing. I know what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a cornhole tournament going on during our music festival, so maybe you and I need to get a team together.
Maybe we'll get in there.
See what we can do.
We might do it.
But bouncy houses and all kinds of stuff. So here's what's going to happen. It begins Saturday, July 2nd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is when the first act takes the stage. And Dave, this is a fantastic person that you and I have had the chance to get to know some over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. She's been in the vocalist competition. She was the runner-up last year. And we love Eric. Eric is great. Mm-hmm. Eric, Keish could have whipped your can had situations been different in some scenarios, right? Yeah. But no, Keish is fantastic, and she's on stage first.
Oh, man, she has just got this voice that just you listen to it and you think, okay, I've heard this voice before. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's got one of those recognizable voices. And then you start thinking, gosh, is there something she can't do? Because her range is out of this world, yeah, Duke. And then she has her own style, her own spin on everything she does. Just a phenomenal voice. And I think we need to listen to what she does.
Yeah, so here's one of her original songs. This is Keishiana Peterson from her Spotify channel. Go check it out. She showed us this song in her studio at home. Do you remember this?
I do.
When she was working on it, it was almost done, and she showed us this song. It's called What Did You Do, the name of it, and here's just a little taste of Keishiana Peterson.
Ballin', 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 boy, fix your eyes, that won't be me. Crawling, 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 no, back to your side now. You're out of time and now.
So yeah, a little
Keish, the horn.
Keish, I know you
remember
like
the
that horn.
It was coming
I know
in.
You like that horn.
Yeah, that's right. Because she was, of course, in the competition for the vocalist last year.
Yep.
And so we got to go out to her studio and check out how she does. She's a voice teacher, right, Duke? So she brings in a lot of students in the
vocal
Pocatello,
theater,
Idaho
fact,
region.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Theater as well. But kids love her. You know, my own daughter. Because she was in the competition two consecutive years in a row. She was in 2020, also in 2021. And so in 2020, when we couldn't go, you know, out and interview everybody, we did it over Zoom. So my daughter was actually with me when I did the interview with Keishiana. And my daughter, just like that, she was totally in Keishiana's ring. She loved her. And Keisha's just got this cool personality. On top of everything else she does, she's just a very cool person.
Yeah. Incredible voice.
Yeah.
I mean, she can do anything.
Yeah.
Her, like you said, her range is amazing. And with her original songs, very, very kind of deep and insightful lyrics that make you kind of think about yourself, you know?
Yep.
And just some great stuff. Looking forward to having Keishiana Peterson at the Vocalist Music Festival on July 2nd. And we go from Keishiana to something completely different. And that is the group Beyond Measure, which is an a cappella group out of like the Orem, Provo, Utah area.
Yeah.
Beyond Measure.
And this is kind of a fun group because, you know, I've always been fascinated with the fact that you can make sound with just your voices. Do you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like the whole a cappella thing to me is pretty cool because you've got to be so on pitch. And so this group here is going to be fun to listen to because you're right. It swings it the other way a little bit. Not quite as much, you know, maybe pre-produced stuff. But these guys are legit and kind of a fun connection there.
Yeah, so Kelton Kersley, if you remember, he was in our competition last year from Victor, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Victor.
Over
I like Victor.
Mountain. That's
yeah,
right.
Mountain. Kelton is part of this group, Beyond Measure, and that's kind of our connection there. But how about a little taste of their cover of Imagine Dragons?
Ooh, yeah, let's hear that.
Here's that Natural, the Imagine Dragons cover by Beyond Measure.
Will somebody let me see the light within the dark tree shadows in what's happening? Looking through the glass, find the wrong within the past, knowing that we are the youth. Yeah. Cut until it bleeds inside the world without the beast facing a bit of the truth. The truth. That's the price you pay.
What do you think?
Ooh,
huh?
Yeah,
that's pretty. I like that.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Man, okay. So here's my thought.
And it's all voice, no instruments.
Yeah, 100% voice. I could totally picture myself grabbing a burger, sitting down, and listening to these guys all day. You know what I mean?
Like, I thought you were just going to end with grabbing a burger. No.
But that's true. I could do that too.
I know.
But a burger plus this. Oh man.
Yeah.
Right. That's a date.
So Beyond Measure, 3:00 on Saturday, July 2nd at the Vocalist Music. These guys are going to kill it. They're going to rock the stage. People are going to love Beyond Measure.
It's funny because it's not just your typical you know, kind of barbershop quartet. You know what I mean? These guys are playing covers of some awesome bands, as you heard there, Imagine Dragons. So
yeah.
I think it's going to have something for everybody for sure that they can bring to the show.
And then about 4 o'clock, we're going to do something really fun. We're going to have, because we are the vocalist, a kids karaoke contest.
Yes.
That day.
That'll be kind of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I'm glad we don't have to sing, you know, because we already did that last week.
Yeah,
and
we
that didn't
did
work
that
so well.
Last week.
So we'll put that behind us. There. We'll move on. That's kind of a cool idea, right?
It is. I think it'll be fun. We'll get more details as we get closer. We'll have anyone that wants to participate, you can sign up online. No auditions, just kind of a first come, first serve thing. And yeah, kids karaoke competition. That should be great.
Karaoke's fun. Have you done a whole lot of karaoke personally?
No. No.
So
you've heard me sing.
You know, it does take a little bit of risk, right, to get up there. But it's a lot of fun, too, especially this kind of a nature. Because here's the thing. They get to come up on stage, get to do it in front of everybody. I mean, it's kind of fun. So for those who maybe are aspiring to be, you know, maybe in the vocalist one day, this is a good chance for them to get their foot in the door.
Absolutely. Karaoke contest, and you can win some cool prizes. I mean, Town of Thane is really hooking us up with some great prizes to be won. And then right after that, around 5:30, we have a group, Dave, that I'm stoked that we got them. They have the best name. They're a classic rock cover band from your and I old stomping grounds down at Snow College in Ephraim, Utah. The Fat Old Professors.
Yes.
Coming to the Vocalist Music Festival.
Man, the Fat Old Professors. Yeah, these guys, I'm so excited you got them because, first of all, how cool of a name is that, right? Like we were just saying.
And it's P-H-A-T fat,
that's
by
right,
the way.
P-H fat.
Like cool fat.
Yeah,
like,
ooh, cool fat. Yeah. Also, I think has something to do with probably the scientific part of it.
Yeah,
factor. I don't know. But anyway, I'm so super excited because these guys are fun to listen to. And just they've done a lot of different, you know, concerts and performances over the past, 20 years?
Yeah, they've been together a long time.
So they're going to be so much fun to have on our festival coming up here in a few weeks. But what are you going to be? Are you going to be on the front row for that one?
Oh, man, I am going to be eating up Fat Old Professors. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be eating these guys up.
Yes.
So they don't have much as far as social media or YouTube or anything like that. But I did track down this song from the Snow College Performing Arts page.
Oh, you got
one.
Okay, good.
And they got a little, you're going to like this. All right. You're going to love this.
Sweet.
This is the Fat Old Professors performing a number of years ago down at Snow College. Take a listen. The sax, man. Yes.
Sassy.
Yep. But
they're
good. Classic rock cover band. And of course, that song didn't have any vocals at that moment. But they sing. They do all, like, if you love the 70s style classic rock, you're going to love the Fat Old Professors.
So good. Yeah, they're fun to listen to and hilarious, too.
They are.
So that's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
So basically, Duke, this festival, I mean, you've got something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody. And we got food there as well because we do have a few food trucks pulling in. So this festival, July 2nd, is going to be phenomenal.
I got one more.
What?
I got one more because you said I got something for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
What about the country music fans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Nate Burnham. He's from Texas, but he has some connections to Western Wyoming. He comes up here to hunt. Spends most of his summers in eastern Idaho, but comes into Star Valley to hunt a lot. Has some friends here. We play some of his stuff on our radio stations. Nate Burnham, he's kind of that 90s style country guy, right?
Yep.
So here's one of his original songs. He's into six figures on Spotify streams with this song. It's called I Got Game, and it's a play on hunting, like big game, right?
Yeah,
I Got Game. Take a listen.
Yeah, I like my birds, my fence is low. Free-range, fair chase, non-GMO. Ain't no room on my wall. My freezer's full, ain't no money or fame. But you can say I got game,
Yeah.
I like that.
Perfect country sound, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to play some of his originals. He'll do some covers from 90s. And Nate Burnham, man, he's going to. Yeah.
Sounds real good, doesn't it?
Yeah, he does.
You can raise a cow to 4-H adoption. Not eating meat, man, that just ain't an option.
It ain't an option to eat meat. That's true. I like that.
Right?
You got to eat that meat.
Nate Burnham, you got to look him up. He's on social media. Wow. Check out his YouTube channel, Spotify. If you like country music, you are going to love Nate Burnham coming to the festival.
Dude, this festival is going to be cool because look at all the different things that are happening. And it's a great weekend, 4th of July weekend, right? So I'm stoked about this. How are you feeling overall about the festival?
I'm so excited. So we'll have the live music. We'll have the cornhole tournament, bouncy houses, food vendors, face painting. We'll have some craft vendors there. Yeah, just come and enjoy it.
Gonna be good. Some more details to come. You know, start time, stuff like that. We'll get you all the details later, but it's gonna be a great weekend. July 2nd. Do not miss it, Thane, Wyoming.
And of course, at the end of all of it, we'll have our winners concert that features our previous winners from the Vocalist and our wild card competition. One of these people is going to put themselves in the running for that $10,000 grand prize. Kai Simpkins, Britton Hunting. Lindsay O'Brien, maybe we should get their thoughts. What do you think?
I think we need to do that.
All right, here we go. One of our wild card contestants joining us on the Vocalist podcast today, and the veteran, Kai Simpkins. She is a teen vocalist winner. She was in the wild card last year. She's back in the wild card this year. Kai, how you feeling about things?
I'm feeling really, really good.
Good to hear. Kai, it's awesome to hear from you because you have got just one of those voices that is unforgettable. I'm thinking of you winning the teen vocalist competition last year, and then, of course, you were part of the wild card competition last year as well. You just got a great voice, and I was curious to know kind of your thoughts on your overall voice ability. I mean, a year is a long time, especially at your age, right? Do you feel how things have been going the last year? You feel like you've improved in the singing area, or where are you at? How are you feeling about this competition?
Well, first off, thank you very much. That's very sweet of you. I definitely feel like I have improved, but I don't know. I just feel like there's always something that you can improve on. Even if you've been singing for 60 years or just like 6 months, there's always something you can do better on. I feel like I'm more confident, and I feel like just the style of my voice, I'm more confident in that.
You know, Kai, as we've got to know you over the last few years and worked with you in various vocalist events and stuff, one thing that kind of stands out to me is you appear like you just love performing. Like, there's just something about being on stage and singing and performing. What is it for you that makes you like to do it? What's your draw for performing and being on stage?
Just the entire experience. Like, I'm always so nervous before I get out. My hands are shaking. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. But then I get out, and after I sing for a little bit, it just feels like everything slows down. And I just, whether I'm like performing on a stage outside or in the high school during the Cinco show or the musicals, I'll just take a second. It just feels like everything slows down, and I'll just look out. And I just feel calm, and I just feel okay. And that's one of the most important feelings, one of the most times that I feel like the most blessed and happy and at peace. And that feeling is just, I can't get anything else like it.
Well, I think you share that feeling with everyone who watches you as well, because you know, the audience really connects with you when you perform. So Kai, as far as you know, last year, the competition, the wild card competition, it's a little tricky, right? Because I mean, you come out, you have one song to sing, And narrowing down that choice has just got to be torturous, right? I mean, how do you do that? And have you thought about what song you might be singing this year?
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely, picking the song has to be the hardest part of the entire thing.
Yeah, I bet.
Usually I bounce around from a few songs and like sing a little bit, but I don't know. Really, when it comes close to the time, I'll just be singing one, then I'll just be like, no, this is the song. Everything just lines up. And even if it's a song that a couple weeks ago, I was like, no, I'm never going to sing this. Like, I could never sing that. Everything just seems to line up. And I'm like, okay, well, even if I'm not going to win, even if like nothing's going to come out of this, this is the song that I need to sing right now. And it's just following that, just seeing what your body and what everything else is telling you, and just, because even if you don't win, you're still going to have an experience, and that's important. That's like one of the most important parts of any of it.
Well, Kai, we are excited to have you back in the wild card. Speaking of experience, you did it last year. What do you think being in it last year, does it help you at all? Did you learn anything last year that you think will be a benefit to you this time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember last year I was kind of like a deer in the headlights. I didn't really know what to expect, and it was really, really nerve-wracking. because you're just there with two other people. You have one song. Yeah, I think it's helped me not to be as scared and to more just loosen up and like look forward to having a good time and a fun time with it.
Kai Simpkins, one of our three wildcard contestants competing July 2nd in Thane. Kai, can't wait to see you on stage again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Dave, you know what I've learned about Kai as we've got to know her?
What's that?
Everybody loves Kai Simpkins.
You're right.
Everybody does. And like the younger singers, the ones that are coming up and about ready to go into high school and kind of do the musicals and those types of things, they all want to be like Kai.
They do want to be. I want to be like Kai, too. I mean, right. she's so good. My daughter actually follows her on Instagram, and she followed her back. That made her world, right? Like, awesome. She was so excited. But, yeah, Kai has got just a fabulous voice. She's a contender, Duke. I'm really excited to see how far she'll go in this. Last year at the wild card competition, that was a very tight race as well. Because you got to remind her, I mean, we don't have – it's not a judge – panel. This is all 100% audience vote. And so basically, you know, one of those three is going to get in just based on how it goes. It was pretty split evenly last year. Kai was close to getting in. So it'll be interesting to see how far she goes.
And another one of our wild card contestants competing, that is Britton Hunting joining us now on the podcast. Hey, Britton, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing awesome. Thanks so much.
Britton, we are so glad that you're joining us here on the podcast. I'm excited to have you a part of this wild card competition. Of course, you tried out for the vocalist last year, had a great audition.
Thanks.
And when we were determining, you know, who to be a part of the wild card, you came to mind because you've got one of those voices that's truly recognizable, you know, in my opinion. It's got a nice smooth sound to it. Talk to us a little bit about your sound and what do you attribute that to and maybe some of your musical experience.
Well, thanks so much. I have always loved I like deeper voices. I like jazz and I love Adele. I love her her range, and she's just got a very unique sound. And singing, I feel like I tend to go a little bit lower, and I love belting. Like, I like musicals and stuff like that. So any song that I can kind of just really reach in there and let it out, I really love. Anything like that. So I think Adele is a really big inspiration for me.
So Britton, of course, you'll be on the stage competing. Tell us what you've done with your voice in the past. Have you been part of any choirs, any groups? You mentioned you like kind of the theater and the musicals. Have you done any of those in the past?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a lot of musicals. I used to live in Colorado and I was really involved. I actually had an acting job. That was pretty awesome. I've just been kind of singing as much as I can. I love to perform. I sang in church as much as I could. Any kind of karaoke parties, anything like that. Just kind of all the opportunities I could get my hands on.
Nice. You know, Britton, I'm excited for you to be a part of the wild card competition because I think you can bring a lot to the stage, and
thanks.
It's a very unique competition because you come out, you have one song, right? You only have one to sing. That's got to be a difficult task to have. What's your process to narrow down a song, and have you gotten that far yet?
I think I have. It is really hard. It's been something I've been trying to put a lot of thought into. You got to sing something that you love, you know, you got to sing something that makes you feel good and you feel like you're doing a good job. And I also try to sing something that is entertaining to listen to and watch. So I like a song with a lot of variety, like maybe a good chorus, a slower part, a bridge, a faster part. Things like that, and something where you can kind of show off your voice a little bit, so it's not just, you know, the same notes the whole time. Just a lot of variety. I like to, it's more of an experience to watch, I guess.
Well, Britton, we can't wait to have you on our stage and competing and let everyone know how good your voice is. Outside of singing, though, what are some of your other hobbies? Tell us more about Britton Hunting and some things you like to do when you're not performing.
Oh, I love art so much. I went to college a little bit for art, and I think I'm going to continue to do that. I love drawing and painting. I also love animals. My dream is to work on a reservation and help endangered species, something I really, really love.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Britton, thank you so much for joining us again today. Again, we're stoked to have you at the Wildcard Competition July 2nd. How are the nerves? You feeling okay still?
I don't know. I think the closer it comes, the less sure I am.
Yeah.
But hopefully I do okay. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. Looking forward to it. That's Britton Hunting, one of our three wildcard contestants. You'll be competing on July 2nd as part of the Vocalist Music Festival. I'm really interested to see, Dave, how Britton does. Obviously, she can sing. She is age-wise right in between Kai and Lindsay. So I don't know. We'll see how it all fares out.
Well, you can tell she's got a fun personality.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just as you talk to her, you get a taste of that. And so that's definitely going to come across on the stage, because you can hear that same kind of feel of personality connection during her audition that she gave here a few years ago. So it's going to be a great one there. I'm curious to see how far she'll go.
All right. And our third wild card contestant, that is Lindsay O'Brien from Bedford. Hey, Lindsay, how are you today?
I am doing so great. How are you guys doing?
Lindsay, we're doing awesome. Thank you for hopping on here and having a conversation with us. And congratulations to you on making it into the wild card competition. How are you feeling overall about this upcoming thing?
You know, I'm sure this is pretty redundant and you guys probably hear this a lot, but I am so excited. So excited. So can't wait to get this going.
So Lindsay, we selected you as a wild card, similar process as the others, because you auditioned previously for The Vocalist, and you had a killer audition. In fact, you were almost in last year.
Ooh,
you were almost in. So we wanted to invite you into the wild card. So tell us about your singing background, because obviously you've got some great pipes. Tell us how long you've been singing.
So I've never been much of a professional, but I have been singing probably, gosh, I would say since I was maybe 6 or 7 years old is when I actually got into liking to sing.
Wow, so quite a while then. And then throughout your life, I mean, have you tried different styles of singing, and what I guess has been your experience, any professional stuff or semi-pro stuff or anything like that?
Yeah, so actually growing up, me and my little sister, we were actually kind of what my hometown called the dynamic duo. So we duetted quite a lot, kind of more around being local. We did some things in Idaho Falls. And of course, in our hometown, did a couple open mic nights when we were older in Rexburg. And then once I graduated high school, my sister and I actually traveled to Los Angeles and auditioned for The Voice. And that was a lot of fun. I will say we didn't get far enough to get on the TV show, but just that experience was a lot of fun. And then probably the biggest, I guess you could say, show that we've ever done was actually in Provo. We sang for, and I don't know if you know what EFY is. It's called Especially for Youth. Really big get together of kind of a youth leadership camp. And we sang for their talent show. And that's probably the biggest crowd that we ever sang for. And then just for me personally, I never really kind of got back into it since then, but I've been performing since, gosh, I can even remember. I think I started doing competitive dancing when I was 3 years old. So my life has always been on stage.
That's so cool, Lindsay. So you've obviously have performed by yourself, with your sister, in groups. Do you like? What is it that makes you like to be on stage and performing and being in front of people and have everybody listening to you?
So I've always thought it was such a cool feeling when you can make a whole crowd silent. And I just enjoy being able to connect emotionally, especially with a song that I can connect to. Even if it's not a song that I can connect to, I always feel like I try my best to get some kind of storyline or something like that that I can bring to the table, so that it's not just you're watching somebody walk back and forth on the stage and saying, oh cool, they sound cool. It's more like of an experience, and that's what I really want to do for this wildcard show, is to bring, I guess you can say, the Lindsay experience.
Ooh, I like that. The Lindsay experience.
Yeah.
Hashtag that sucker. I like that. That's really good. Lindsay, we're super excited to hear from you at the competition. I don't want to make you give anything away, but any hints as to what kind of song choice you're kind of narrowing it down to? I mean, what could people maybe expect for the Lindsay experience at the wildcard competition?
Oh, I am going and trying to do my best to tribute to one of the best storytellers of all time, and that would be Miss Dolly Parton, and that's going to be my hint.
Mm, okay.
Nice. All right. All right. Well, Lindsay, we can't wait. We're excited to have you on the stage competing in the Wild Card on July 2nd. Tell us more about yourself when you're not singing, when you're not performing. What mm-hmm. else do you like to do? What other hobbies do you have?
Oh, so right now, kind of my life is wrapped around being a mom. I've got this crazy little toddler. So that's kind of where my life's at now. But if I could pick and choose what my hobbies are, I am definitely big on reading. I love to read, but I also love being outdoors. So anytime that we can get on a nice day to be able to go out and do a fun hike or even go camping, and especially ATV riding, I feel like that's a really good hobby too. But then also just being kind of chill, and my husband and I are really big movie and TV show fanatics. We're always looking for the next, you know, thriller or something really funny. We really enjoy watching movies. So I'm kind of all over the place. I don't really narrow down my personality and what I like to do in one box.
Well, you can catch the Lindsay Experience July 2nd in Thane as part of the music festival, the Vocalist Music Festival, and the Wild Card competition that night. Lindsay, we can't wait to have you on stage. Thank you so much.
Me either. So excited. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Lindsay O'Brien again. And Dave, that's our three Wild Card contestants. Lindsay, obviously very well spoken. Great personality as well. She's going to be fun on stage. I think Lindsay will be.
Yep, and the Lindsay Experience, Duke. The Lindsay Experience. She has got she's got a fun personality too. You know, just you couldn't ask for better contestants in the Wild Card competition than these three, I think. And good luck choosing.
I know, right?
Seriously, they all have great voices too.
So it is the Vocalist Wild Card Festival. It's all presented by Randy Thompson State Farm Insurance on July 2nd. In Thane. It's outdoors at the community center and the town of Thane. Again, thank you guys so much. They're rolling out the red carpet. They're helping us put all this together.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, you got to stop by Thane on the 4th of July on the following Monday, because they do the big parade and everything else that you want on 4th of July.
I think it's the greatest parade in the United States. I'm not even joking.
Crazy.
Like, it's so much fun. Everybody, every year, is always talking about the Thane parade, don't they? I mean,
yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, absolutely. So check that out on the 4th of July. 2nd of July, it's the Vocalist Wild Card and the Music Festival. And get those tickets for August 8th. August 8th is when the big event is.
Yeah.
So get them now. Because they're selling. They're selling.
Yeah, like you mentioned, we checked into the seats a little bit. I don't know. If I were to go, I don't know where you would want to sit, Duke. I'm one of the guys. I'm getting older. So I want a seat with a back on
it.
I don't want a bench. You know, I mean, I'll do it if I got to, but man, I'm all about those hardback seats. So we've got those available.
I'm bringing my own chair. I'm
but
sitting
you want
in the
to be
arena.
Up close. Don't
I want
you?
The camp chair in the dirt.
I can see you
That's
down.
What I want. Yes.
Right up in there.
That's right. Yes. Hey, it is the Vocalist Podcast. We'll catch up with you again next week. And again, get all the details at thevocalistusa.com.